Blog Talk Radio.
No, we didn't go into the announcement today. Good thing I was on the phone. Hi, it's Sabrina with Conversations with the Diva. Who's on my line this morning?
Good morning, Sabrina. This is Queen Sylvie.
Hi, Queen Sylvie. How are you? Good morning, good morning. So my show
great.
Intro will be here. Play, so I'm going to play that, and then I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
The Diva is uplifting, encouraging, educating, and entertaining. The Diva is live, and the Diva is taking calls. It's time for
I took a bike if I had it lay there, but I knew that looked that's cool.
It looks like a mermaid.
All right. Welcome to Conversations with the Diva. This is Sabrina Williams. Almost said my ex-married last name. That would be a crime and a sin. We're on the air with Queen Sylvie. We have Downtown Tony Brown. He's going to be on the air this morning. I just want to say God is good. God is great. He brings you to great, wonderful places. Hold on. You guys are going to hear me say something to my dogs, which is really funny. Okay, guys, we know we're on the air, right? So sit your little butts down. Go. Damn, no problem. Anyway, they have no sense. They're dogs, but that's okay. They're so happy to be by the mama. Good morning, Queen Sylvie. Tell us what is going on with you today. We're going to be talking about 20-point not to date or be a crazy person to date. So what's going on with you today, my dear?
Today I am laid back doing some work, planning for the upcoming week. I'm not doing any shows today. I'm doing work. So I'm in my home office trying to prepare and plan things for next week.
And we have also on the line 214-477. Who's on the line with us? I think that's just our listener, Miss Latrice. She likes to listen. All right. Latrice, good morning. I hope you're smiling. And where's my barbecue? I know you hear me. All right. I didn't say that. So I'll be expecting a post today. I'll stress that. All right. So today we're going to talk about how not to be a crazy person to date and how not to date a crazy person. And this is taken from Sabrina's experiences of dating online and also dating, just meeting people at coffee shops. And no, I don't just go to coffee shops, people, just to meet people and say, oh, hey, how you doing? You want to go out? They approach me. But I have learned that sometimes I drive people crazy and they can drive me crazy. So we're going to talk about some of my rules. I have 20, but they're really not 20. Some of them are just repeated the same thing because I just like to be funny. So I'm going to start off the list. Queen Sylvie's going to jump in here this whole time and help me, but here we go. So and let me just give you guys a background. I'm 51 this July. I was in a marriage, didn't go well, and the first time out of the marriage when I was able to actually date a real person, not a crazy person, I always seem to date the crazy people, people who just I knew in my gut were not good for me, but I just wanted to go out because, you know, I wanted free food. I want somebody to pay for me to have food. Okay, moving on. So I'm evil. But you know what? Sometimes when I was going out with those people, my gut was saying and stomach was wrenching saying, no, Sabrina, don't do it. But you know what? They were cute. They were nice. But then they got the things like at dinner, I noticed that one guy, when I talked about God, he would always say, you know, he would just do this. And I never really realized until later when I talked to him, I was like, why do you always do that? He goes, because I'm an atheist. So here's my first thing. You, for to not date a crazy person, and they may not be crazy, but for me, it would be crazy. So you need to know their belief in God or their non-belief, because you can choose to date a person who doesn't believe in God, but you need, your values have to match. So one, they need to know God, or you need to know what they believe in. Two, they have to have a job. Now, I'm not saying all men need to be educated that date me, and this is for women, because men may want a woman to date, that has a job. They have to have some sort of job. But coming to me, when you take me out to dinner, and then you tell me I can get whatever I want off of the Fleming's Steakhouse menu, and I spend $200 or $300, and you say you're paying for it, and then you tell me at the end of the meal you should only spend $50, I'm going to be mad at you. So you need to have a job.
Right.
And don't tell me you don't have a job. your values need to match. So if you're a person who says, I believe in God, then they need to believe in God, because you guys are not going to get along, because somebody's going to be holding up crosses and holy water and saying you're a demon or something, or they're going to be saying, you know what, you don't believe in what I believe. And they could be Buddhists. They could be not believe in anything. They could believe in, like, Game of Thrones, the seven gods. I don't care. You guys' values need to match. You need to meet their needs, and they need to meet yours. So we'll stop right there. Queen Sylvie, what you think?
You want on the things that you said, there's the right things to do, but I'm crazy. I'd have been married so that I got weird ways. I mean, I don't go out with nobody. I'm married now, so it's different, but when it comes to meeting somebody, you don't know what is in their heads or nothing. You know they're not going to tell you everything up front because they're afraid that you're going to judge them on it, or, you know, it might scare them. But me, as crazy as it sounds, when I used to go on dates, dudes is crazy. Sometimes they don't even want to take no. So I take a fork. I take a fork with me. Because if you get on my nerves, I will fork you up straight up. You better get out my face. I'm going to be prepared. I don't need a gun. I ain't going to go to jail for forking you up. You feel me? And I'm serious.
That is funny. Oh, my God. I
take a fork in my purse. I am not kidding.
Is it a real
that
fork?
Real fork. But let me tell you something about that fork. Because if the date does go good and I leave my comb, honey, that fork becomes my comb, nigga. I'll pick my hair and comb my shit to be prepared for
the next day when I
wake up.
Okay, I know. You need to stop. So this is an all-purpose fork.
And then
if they fix you a good meal, then you have a fork, right? Is that what you're saying?
I got a fork, and that fork, there's so many ways, so many things that fork can be done. Look, he might got a badass crib, and you're like, ooh, your yard looking good. Look, I'll stop off and get some flower seeds, take my fork, grind it in the dirt, nigga. I done planted you some flowers. I'm hooking you up for my crib, because that's going to be my crib come down the line. And if it goes bad, well, that fork, I'm going to fork you up with. And if it goes good, well, and I left my comb, look, I'm prepared because I got a fork. We ghetto people, that's a pick. Okay, what's a pick? Yeah, and who the fork cares? Get it? Who the fork cares, man?
Who the fork cares? You are just, oh my God. You know what? That is, you're being universal.
I'm telling you the truth. I do this here. You know what else I do? And I'm going to tell you something. I advise this to everybody, even if you're going shopping and not even know that you're going on a date. And if you are on a date, listen, sometimes they cannot take the word no. When I say no, I mean no. Even if that means, no, I don't want the fries because I don't want the greasy food. And you're going to order anyway, that's not impressing me. So, look, honest to God, I do this too. In fact, I give these to my grandchildren to put in their book bags, because if you're getting bullied or somebody come up to you and they try to approach you, look, go to the dollar stores, and they have for just $1 those things that you can put actually on your door for your door alarm, so that when you open the door, or if you push the
button,
honey, I have those in my pocket. So if you something happens, I'm going to cause awareness for everybody around me to see. If he's trying to touch me or do something, I push my and I give it to the children, because, you know, when they walk into school or something happens, or somebody's trying to get them in the car, they pull that alarm button on. It costs $1. And I'm
very
serious.
That is just too funny. Sorry about that. That was the phone. That is too funny. Real quick, I'm going
to
make sure 214. Hold on a second. 214-447. Did you guys want to say anything? Because I'm going to put you guys back on hold. We appreciate this is our number one fan. Man, Sylvie, we're going to have to get them something, because they just always are listening. That's cool.
Kidding.
You're forking kidding. Oh, my God.
You think I'm forking kidding, but I'm not.
My God, you are just, you know what? Tell everybody about you, what you do, and how you got into comedy, because I love how your story.
But, you know, to me, I think, you know, like you hear people that's gay or something say they were born that way. I think I was born with the humor. I have 7, 8 brothers and sisters. So believe me, humor pays and it helps you get through that. So I've always been funny, but it was after my mom's passing that I just pulled out of me what else did I want to do in my bucket list, and it was to do stand-up. So I gave up the house. We bought an RV, and we've just been traveling doing it. I'm now stationed here in Arlington, Texas. I believe in laughter and humor very, very much. And so that is what I do. That is my mission right now for the later part of my years, is to spread laughter and to make a difference.
Right. So today I just want to give another shout out to my friend Stacy. Stacy is our editor for the Urban Release magazine, but I'm not giving a shout out for that. I'm giving a shout out because Stacy she's dealing with fibromyalgia, and May 12th is Fibromyalgia Month. And I just want everybody to know that fibromyalgia is an illness characterized by chronic, widespread pain and tenderness. It is estimated to affect about 5 million people in the United States, which are adults. And it was formally classified as an inflammatory muscular skeletal disease, but now is considered to be an illness that primarily affects the central nervous system. Let me tell you something. I know a lot of people that have this disease. It really takes them down, and they can't work, and they end up on disability. But this young lady, she keeps working. She takes care of her kids. She helps. She actually is the editor of the Urban Release magazine. She struggled with her life with so many things, but she is a trooper. She gets up, she goes to work, she holds a full-time job, plus manages magazine. Let me tell you something. When you think that your life is bad, you know, think again. Think about how you have to just walking a step is painful. Turning or having a sheet touch you the wrong way can be painful. So we need to, you guys, really, really pray for the people. Pray for my friend Stacy, because I know today is an extremely painful day for her. Sylvie, we're going to come up with some jokes, and I want you to do My Nigga for Stacy, just because I know she's going to be listening to this.
Oh, my God, My Nigga.
Yeah, I know she's listening, but this is going to help her. And let me tell you, there's some other things with fibromyalgia that people don't know. The triggers for it's things involved such as heavy lifting, repetitive motion, squatting, for extended periods of time. We do that every day. So imagine when that is part of your life every day, and it's very painful. I take my hat off to Stacy. She's my hero because she literally works and keeps working, and I'm trying not to cry, but I love my friend, and I know she's in pain. But Stacy, you got to hang in there because we love you, and I know a lot of more people who have this. And you guys need to understand that we love you, we're praying for you, and I know that there's medication, but the medication doesn't always work. So I just wanted to give you that shout-out, my B-B-B-B-B-B-F-F-F, because I love you, girlfriend. And remember the thing about Barney and the Teletubbies, okay? So I love you. All right. So that's I just wanted to give a shout-out to my friend. All right.
Well, that's great. He sounds like a very strong person.
Yes, she is. She is. She is my girl. She is. She's fantastic. So on that point, will you do the My Nigga? Because she will love, when she listens to this later on today, I want that to be dedicated. So, Stacy, this is for you. Go, Queen Sylvie.
Well, all I have to say is this. If there's any Caucasians or any other colors out there, I want to know, did you know that even you can be a nigga? That's correct. Because niggas does not discriminate. We have broke niggas, punk niggas, black niggas, white niggas. You got all type of niggas. And it's really misconstrued out here in the world. So I'm going to break down just a couple and tell you about some niggas. Now, we have what I call a my nigga. Now, a my nigga is one of those cool brothers out there that'll do anything for you. In fact, he will climb a mountain with you, even if he know that your ass is tripping. He that kind of brother that's hardworking and loyal. And in fact, if you was to loan him your car, he put gas in your car. That right there is a my nigga. Then we have what I call a bitch nigga, if I may. A bitch nigga is that kind of brother that do not want to see you do better than him. He don't want to see you step up and succeed. Because you see, a bitch nigga, he the kind of brother that's going to hang with you, sure. But he only hanging with you so he can boop your mama. I had to go bleep with that one. That's a bitch nigga. Then we have what I call a nigga nigga. Now you see a nigga nigga. A nigga nigga is that kind of brother that you probably see him hanging out at the store talking about, can I get a cigarette? That my brother is a nigga nigga. Because a nigga nigga don't even got a job. A nigga nigga don't want a job. In fact, a nigga nigga won't even wash his ass. That right there, in short, is a nigga nigga. I'm a halt right there. We in the morning. Oh, because it does go on and on. But there you have three types of niggas.
I love it. Thank you so much for that. I love it. So we're going to go back to my list. And we were talking about, we were on number four, meeting your needs. So you need to be able to find a person that they can meet your needs and you can meet theirs. So if you're a person mm-hmm. like me who I love getting hugs, I love hugs. And that's just my absolute, I need at least 40 hugs a day. Yes, I am needy. I love hugs. But if you're with a person who's like I'm not a hugger, I don't like that, I just have sex and I'm not hugging you afterwards, then you need to move along because that's not going to be the person for you. Another one is, it's not all about you. If that person is, everything's about them, we can only do this, we can only watch this, then, again, you need to move along because they're not going to be for you because you're going to be choking them when they turn your show, Game of Thrones.
Show
yes,
it.
I choke somebody when they turn from my show to Game of Thrones because they do better and telling me my show's stupid. Then why would you hang with somebody? Because you know what? Let me tell you. People are matched together. Yes, you can date an opposite, but if your opposite is so opposite that they are annoying you, that's not the person for you. They need to be able
to have
some fun. Everybody
that's
needs
right.
to have fun. Life is fun. It is short. And if you have a person who's like, okay, I'm like having fun, I'm sorry, but, you know, I'm going to stay home, I'm done, then you are dumb because you got with somebody. You like having fun. Now, if you know, and I'm 51, and I can tell you, I will get up on top of some tables and go dancing because I love to dance. And, yes, Bridget Newell, when she listens to this, she's had to say, where is my friend? She's in a club. She's dancing. Because I can dance my butt off. But if you're not that person, don't be with somebody like that because you know you're going to be, they're a Debbie Downer or a Dan Downer.
Right.
And they're going to be like, nope, sorry. Easy going.
That's right.
Okay, you don't need somebody who is like all, you know, okay, maybe you're two people, and if, let me take that back. These are my characteristics. But if you're with somebody and you're an easygoing person and they're not easygoing, you're going to have a problem. You need to be able to say, okay, your personalities have to match a little bit. Because if they're a person who's high-strung, Bonnie, I'm on the air, stop whining, you're not dying, people think I'm killing you. I'm like, you hear my dog?
That's right. That's right.
She's like, oh, my God, stop me. So, and then also not narcissistic, and I mean that, and I'm being serious on that point. They cannot be narcissistic. It cannot be, it's all about me, how good I look, tell me I look good, everything you go, every place they talk, because that's going to soon, that person is going to find themselves in the trunk of a car left in the middle of the desert where they buried Jimmy Hoffa. I'm not saying I killed him, but I'm just saying that they're going to be left in the middle of the desert. So,
I know that's right.
Zion, if you do that again, you're seeing Jesus. Oh, my God, my dog just talked back to me. So what do you think about those?
I think you are very correct on that because let me tell you something. It's so weird out here. If I was dating again, on my first date, not a scroll, but a piece of paper.
Hold on one second, Queen Sylvie.
Okay.
Hold on one second. Let me add in other people. Good morning. You're on the air with Conversations with the Diva. I'm going to call out 205-835. Who's on the line with us?
No, this is Downtown Tony Brown, comedian.
Downtown Tony Brown, what's up? We're uptown in Las Vegas. What's up, man?
I'm looking at the price of gas.
I love it. Zion, if you're black again, you're going to see Jesus. Sit your black butt down. We're on the air.
Right. I was supposed to be on the air at 9:45, but I heard somebody call and somebody said, nigga, I want it. Oh, my God, they found me.
Hey. Wait, we have one more. We have 714-224. Who's on our line?
Oh, I didn't even know I was online. I was just eavesdropping.
That's okay. You eavesdropping. We love it. Hi, how are you? Where are you? It's 714 is in California, right?
Pardon me?
714, is that Cali?
Oh, yeah, it's California. We'll steal your car while you're eating at McDonald's.
Did you get me anything?
McDonald's?
No, I don't eat McDonald's. I like barbecue.
So
yeah,
why are you
hey,
at McDonald's?
We'll
talk about you then.
So
you're just calling in to just listen to us? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I like Tony Brown. You know.
Oh, you like Tony Brown? Tony, you have fans like that? That's all right. Hey, I'm not mad. Tony, well, I'm going to have to hang with you. I need my fans to be calling in. Shoot, I'm going to have to have you people on the air because this is pushing up my numbers. Do you have any friends who can call so they can call? No.
Numbers going up.
Hey, well, thank you for listening. Stay on the line listening. Next time you call in, you're going to have to, like, send us a barbecue. And Latrice is listening. And Latrice, I need my barbecue. I'm going to keep saying that. With some greens,
okay,
and some peach cobbler, and some chicken. Now, I'm not playing.
I think that sounds good. For breakfast,
I just want barbecue
good.
And macaroni and cheese and maybe some chitlins, man. You know, the little side of chicken wings, of some turnip greens and some.
Wait, did he
mustard.
Say chitlins, Queen Sylvie? Did he say chitlins?
Yeah,
he said chitlins.
Yeah, I went there.
Okay, you know what? I have not had chitlins since my mama passed away in 1997. I have not had chitlins, and I love me some chitlins. I'm going to say that. And for all those people that are going to call me and say, I thought you exercise 6 days a week, go sit down. Just sit down. Because I love me some chitlins, okay? All right, Downtown Tony Brown. We are happy to have you, but let Sylvia and I finish on this one part. You jump in if you want. Did you hear my little 20-point dating thing we're on?
The 20-point dating thing?
Yeah, Sylvia, go ahead and finish what you were going to say, hon.
No, I was just going to say that with a date, you know, come prepared. Come with questions for that person, just like if it was an interview. Because it is like an interview. When you say, oh, tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell me what you like. That's basically like an interview. You're getting schooled on them and them you. And sometimes people leave out some of those important things like, I was locked up doing, you know what I'm saying? So come with it with some questions. If you have questions, because you never know, that just might be that perfect person. And then again, it's not. And the only way you're going to know is if you ask. You want to know something?
And Sylvie,
now I do.
And now that you brought that point up, let me tell you some of my – actually, I have 64 questions I ask somebody. I get through those if we keep dating. But the first – yes, Downtown Tony Brown, 65, fresh up. First, are you – and I swear this is my first question. Are you a devil worshiper? I need to know.
Right.
Because I need to know that because I may have to change to using the voodoo because I do – I've been to Haiti. I know how to do voodoo. Just in case they act up, I may be cool with dating you, but in case you're a desert worshiper, I need to know that. And I ask that. 2, do you have a job? Where do you work? 3, what's your income? 4, here's the ring that I want. It's from Tiffany's. Would you be willing to spend $30,000 on this ring? 5, can you pay for the first 5 dates? Then I'll pick up the next one. Now, if they're still sitting there, we keep talking. And I actually do that, and I'm not lying. Okay, Tony, I know you got something to say. Go ahead and say it.
Say it. I'm speechless.
Yeah. My question would be,
sorry, Tony.
Do you have food stamps?
That helps,
can I,
too, you know.
Can I
take that. Okay. Go on.
How many children in your house got the same daddy?
Oh!
These are important questions.
You know what? That is true.
That is.
I know some people who have, like, I was in a store the other day, and I saw some cute kids, and I thought they all looked alike. And the lady said to me, what are you, dumb? You can't see they all have separate daddies? No, I did not.
There you go.
I didn't see that coming, first of all. And she was very proud. She goes, yes, I am so happy that my children all have different daddies. I'm like, okay.
Wow.
Shut up and go sit down. Go leave. Go to the doctor. Get something done because I'm done talking to you.
That's
right.
very important factor, because on Father's Day, you don't want like 5 or 6 dudes showing up at the house at the same time. You know what I mean? You know, going like, hey, I mean, who are you? I'm Tamika, daddy. Okay, when you step on that side of the room.
I'm Kevin Hart. I'm Shaq. I got
I'm back. I come and go like that sometime, but, you know, this is my parole going to be all right. I'm not going to kill nobody else. And, I'm, you know, I'm cool.
Your parole, you need to stop.
No. See, as long as I take the little red pill, they say I'd be all right. But see, when I was taking the little blue pill,
Let's talk about that. Are we okay with dating people that have mental illness? Do we want to? That's another one of my questions that I ask people. Do you have any mental illness, and would you be willing to get an assessment that I would pay for? Because I need to know if you're crazy.
Right.
Because I can't deal with crazy. I worked the field for 33 years, and I am not about to deal with it. I don't mind if you're crazy and if you're on medication, because maybe we can share when I'm having a bad day. But on the other hand, I'm going to need you to be sane, because I can't deal with 1 minute you like real nice, and then, because I did, I swear, me and my online dating, I dated a guy who failed to tell me that he had bipolar and schizophrenia. One day, he just started talking to himself. He started answering, and then then 1 minute it was like, okay, I'm fine. He starts crying, and I'm like, okay. And I need to know. I need to know, because I'm cool with mental illness, but I just need to know how to treat it. Now, there's some that I will not be stepping in. I just can't do it.
If they can pay for a date, they got the money to pay for a date, I'm sometimes like this, take that money and go get a physical. I want to know if you clean. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You go out here, it's a bunch of it's a whole bunch of side chicks and side dick thing going on. That no, you can't bring none of that stuff in my crib. So you
and
know,
that's
if
a, it actually,
to the point
you
where,
know what?
Where
you guys are looking at my
about
list.
It. No, I'm not. But you know, you know, it's getting kind of serious and all of this here. I want to know. And there's nothing wrong with me saying, hey, can you show me your records or go get yourself checked, brother? Because no.
Tony, are we?
And if
are
they
we,
was to say that
Tony.
To me, I don't mind doing it either, because I mean that's just out of respect, and I want to know. I mean, don't a dude want to know? You don't want to find out later that she's been a side chick to that cake daddy, that person, and she bringing some stuff to you, and vice versa with the date, the way it is here and today. I mean, you got to be careful. Hell, you can kiss somebody and wake up with a puffy lip. What?
Okay. Well, so that's here.
That's true.
And these are, you know what? I'm going to say this because I know there's some women who may be listening. I'm talking to you women, too. You know, because I've met some really nice guys not dating, because those guys seem to lose me. But I've seen some guys dating some nice, they were nice and the girls were evil. So, girls, same thing. This all applies to you. So, gentlemen, you need to stand up for yourself, too. Don't think that this applies, because there's both.
Oh, very much.
I call them cray-cray on both sides. Because what I'm saying to you is, you know what, if you like somebody, you're going to know it, and you want to go somewhere, and you want to walk down that path with them, walk it. But just know who you're getting into. But if you're having, if in the beginning there's all of these question marks and you're not for sure, this is just my list. It seems to work for me now, because I seem now to be able to pick them good now, and I love it. So I have to develop a list, because I didn't have I think the biggest thing I'm trying to say is you have to have an expectation. You have to have an expectation of you want to be treated well, you want to treat that person well. Because on the other hand, now the other day, seriously, I got asked out by an officer. He is just downtown too cute. Oh, my God, I love him. And the guy was just, I mean, took me to my favorite restaurant, took me to the movies. We got to go to the gym, worked out. Great guy. I mean, and he had some questions for me. So before I could get to my expectation list, he broke on his. So you have to have an expectation of how you want to be treated, because when you hold yourself in high esteem, another man or woman will hold you in high esteem too. And I think that's what I had to tell myself, because I was just settling because I didn't think I was worth anything. But now, shoot, I know I'm a child of God. I'm worth like $10 billion. And I really, really have no problem with showing somebody my Tiffany. It's a Tiffany ring. And I have the website and the, you know, you can call a jeweler. And if you can get that, I'm cool with you. And that stems from my ex-husband, who told me that women don't like jewelry. Now, I was young, and I believed that. And then I'm like, that was a lie. So now I'm like, okay. So, yeah. Tony, what do you got for me?
Excuse me?
What do you got for me?
Say that again?
What do you have for us today? What's your words of wisdom for today for finding Mr. or Mrs. Wright?
No, Mrs. or Mrs. Wright. Kimo sabe. I was sitting back here to listen to Indians and listen to women in there. If they can pass the health department, I'm good with that. They got to be gainfully employed or have food stamps somewhere coming.
I mean,
you got to have some sort of income. There's children in the house. And she got over four children. As long as I get two on to put on my income tax form when I do my taxes. So.
Okay.
Some things I got to have some kind of residual from. Every now and again, can you cook me dinner and can I get a pack of cigarettes and maybe $5 of gas a week at you?
Hey, I ain't mad at you. Ain't mad on that.
I'm ready to start at the bottom line there for a minute there, you know, because I'm not really looking for a woman to take care of me. You know, but I just don't want a woman to ask me for something all the time.
Amen. And you know what? That's a good point for women. And that is the truth, Tony. You know what? Me, I come full package. I work. I have like two or three jobs because I like to work because I don't need nobody buying me stuff. What I need you to do is sit on the sofa and look cute. And what if I ask you for money sometimes you have it? But I can make my meals. I can cook. I can do laundry. And I need eye candy. So that's what I need. I do want you to be employed just for the fact that I know that you have a job. I don't need your money. I just want you to be employed. Because I get on the other hand where guys are always asking me for money. I'm thinking, you know what? Do you have a job? Because I'm going to need you to have a job. Because I don't mind. I can take care of myself. And I agree. Women, same thing. We shouldn't be looking to just get a man
so we can stay at home
and say, oh, I can watch my soap opera. Oh, no, excuse me. Let me watch the Kardashians or some crazy reality show. You know, that's not the point. So it does work both ways, and that's a great point. Tony, I want you to tell everybody about yourself. Thank you to Kush Comedy Cafe for the comedians that are on the line, because Queen Sylvie was here before. She's followed up. She's part of Kush Comedy Cafe. Tony Brown is the comedians we had on, Comedian Harlan yesterday, and the past comedians and future are part of that. I want to say good morning to Danny Joseph Bongiorno, one of the best coaches in Las Vegas, who kicks my butt every day, and next level tennis and fitness, and also to Roy Jones Jr. Gym. They have a great kids program where they work with kids who are overweight. They work with their school, and I just want to say again, good morning to Mayweather. He lives here in Las Vegas, and hello, Zab Judah. All righty. So, Tony, tell us about yourself.
Okay. Downtown Tony Brown, comedian, doing a lot of things with my main man, Aaron Wesley, over here in Los Angeles. We've been doing like an East Coast, West Coast thing.
Is that Aaron who's on the line?
Yeah, Aaron?
That's Aaron.
Yeah, okay. That's Aaron. Right. Yeah, he's probably was a barbecue right about now.
Aaron, don't be getting barbecue. Go on, Tony. Aaron, if you're getting barbecue and we find out about it, we're going to make you see Jesus and we're going to kidnap you and your children. Now, just wanted to say that. All right, moving on.
He just gave me the sandwich.
Shut up, Aaron. Go ahead, Tony.
coming up in Dallas, Texas, starting in Dallas, Texas, is going to be Comedy Festival. It's going to be it's called You So Crazy Comedy Festival, and that's that crazy spelled with a K. And the 6 weeks
come.
There you go. Do go. That's got to do with racket style.
You are just so crazy, because, like, I am crazy. People tell me I'm crazy, and I admit to being crazy, because you're right. I mean, I'm glad, because when people ask me to identify myself, I know Jesus, I'm crazy, and I will kick your butt. Okay, now moving on.
I think I love you, Retina. I mean, Retina. I like a woman.
I'm
like a woman. I love you, Retina.
I am.
When I run out
you
of
love
minutes,
me.
I want you to have If I run out of British, I want that woman to have an extra clip. I got you. I love you. Ready?
See, you know what? Cause see, that's what I'm saying. But you know what? See, but on the, and I am crazy because I'm the kind of girl who I can bench press 225, and I will show the dude. I will make a dude embarrassed. See, because I'm just crazy like that. I love it. Shoot, that's not my problem. You better just lift up some more weight, brother, because, shoot.
You can
no, I'm telling you,
right? You can bench press 225?
Yep, I can do 10 with the 8, 9, and 10. I need my coach's help to help me on the rest, yeah.
Okay,
so,
remember, when I finish talking about this, I got some ideas for you. You just hold that thought, okay?
You
know what?
Just hold that thought.
Aaron, I know you're listening, so you feel free to jump in here, because Tony, I think Tony got to get, he's about, you know what, so this is what happened. So I'm going to tell everybody this story, because a lot of people don't know this. I had started out at 350 in 2012 because I was married to a man who said that women need to be really huge and big. And I believed everything he said. He said women didn't wear clothes, didn't do all this stuff. Shut up. No, it's not. This is, he was not. He was just from L.A. He was from L.A. And
I want all the other women to be big and fight so that I can push them around. Oh, no. Okay, go ahead.
No, so I end up going to exercise, and I found out that I can lift weights like my sisters. My sisters are Venus and Serena, the tennis girls. I can lift more, you know, lift actually more than them. So I realized I'm a natural born athlete, and I love weightlifting. So I started weightlifting. I was going to Gold's Gym. Gold's Gym's now had changed. But I had told one of the guys, it looked like he had no neck, a couple times, don't talk to me. I'm not interested in you. So one night he caught me out in the parking lot and tried to literally attack me. That pissed me off so much that I decided I wanted to learn the bench press so that I could take down a guy, I don't care how big he is, that once you put your hands on me, when I say no, I'm going to break you. I'm going to have you, I'm not going to hurt, kill you. I'm going to have you on the ground crying because I'm going to jump on you like they do, and I'll jump on you like they do WWE and get you in a hold and hunt you because you shouldn't be touching me. So that's how that evolved to me bench pressing. So, yeah.
You go, girl.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk comedy because you're starting to get real scary right about now.
That's how you close the packet. You want to have something in your pocket that can also scare a brother and let them know, don't play. I don't play.
There is a law. There is laws against those things you guys are talking about now, okay?
No, hey, you know what? When you touch, wait, when I come out the gym and you catch me from behind and you have the advantage on me and you push me up against the car and say, I said I wanted a date with you, and then you trying to choke me out, I'm going to have to do what I have to do.
Wait, he did that? Wow. That's called a serial killer, isn't it?
Sabrina, carry
a
fork,
I
tell you, carry
a fork. I'm hyped up on steroids, and I don't know no better because I'm crazy. And he said, no girl has turned me down. Look, Arnold, no neck Schwarzenegger with no big penis. That is not my problem. Now, you need to take your hands off me. Yes, I did say that.
Okay. We got to talk comedy because she's starting to turn me on, Aaron.
And we have a listener that was on last night. That's from 111. They listen to Queen Sylvie. We recognize you and thank you. Go ahead. Go ahead, Tony.
Oh, yeah,
go ahead.
Here we go. Okay. Now, we're going to be kicking up a comedy festival in collaboration with Miss Marcel Woodlands and Midwest comedy show, Show Me Funny Comedy Festival. We're also going to be announcing some things we're going to be doing in North Carolina and Las Vegas. And
ooh, when's Las Vegas?
Huh?
When's Las Vegas?
Okay, and we're going to be announcing that pretty soon. I'm going to find out about that.
You know what you should do for Las Vegas? I'm just saying, you should probably charge $20 for people to come up on stage who think they're comedians and who want to try it out. See, and I could come up on stage and give you $20 and try out a couple, like five jokes, and there you go, and you make $20. I'm just saying. Okay, moving on.
We're going to have you to do that right at the first barbecue joint. Don't worry about no lights or nothing. There's going to be some hidden cameras, okay? And you're going to be able to sit with me, Aaron, at the barbecue joint. Bring your $20. We got you. Okay.
Thank you.
Thought I'd throw that in there, Aaron. We're going to get us some Las Vegas.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to get my barbecue. I need to see these people with this barbecue. Aaron, I'm going to tell you how much I love barbecue, okay? Because I'd be walking around with the bone in my mouth like two or three hours later, just sucking on the bone, walking down like wherever I'm at. Yes, I do. I just want to know, let people know I'm that ghetto with barbecue. Okay.
You'd be walking around sucking Okay.
Yeah, just suck it on the bone like I'm a little doggy. And if somebody tries to take the bone, I'll growl. Like, hey, leave my bone alone, man. What's wrong with you? It's not your bone. I'm serious. Yeah.
Good
barbecue to eat into the bone.
She lifts weights and she goes to the gym. She's talking about killing folks. Now she walk around with a bone in her mouth for 2 hours. Okay. You're really turning me on, bro.
Oh, my God. Creepy, do you hear them over here? Do you hear them?
Well, yeah, we listening. I mean, we gonna take you to Crenshaw. You know, we got help.
Hey,
we
I was from L.A. I was born and raised in L.A. I've only lived in Vegas like for like 9 years. I was born in L.A. I know where the hood is for the barbecue. And Aaron knows he better get over to the little hole in the wall where the person opens the window. And say, what can I do for you? Here's $10. Here's my barbecue. Give me 2 plates, okay? Aaron knows
exactly
what I'm talking about, right, Aaron?
Yes. Yes, sir.
And Sylvie got
barbecue.
Some places out there, right, Sylvie?
That's correct.
Yeah, she got some places. She's over the best places. The places that advertise their barbecue that you see on TV and all that stuff, those are not good places. Those are people who got some money who just want to be famous just to get their name. They pay for the fame. The famous people
know,
are the ones
right.
that you got. You got to go to. You got to go get a flak jacket. You got to ask the FBI to escort you in. Those are the best barbecue joints in town,
listen,
man.
The best barbecue
and I know
place
that.
Down here, best barbecue place down here used to be a gas station, and they got it going on with that barbecue.
And where are you located?
I'm in Arlington, Texas.
Oh yeah,
Dallas,
I heard about that. I can't wait to get some gas and some ribs at the same time. I won't lose my mind.
Yeah, they got some really good soul food places down here.
Well, you know,
oh my God, we have Annie's Barbecue on D Street. Look, okay, people, $6.99. You get a whole basic tray. Like you get at least 15 ribs. You get some potato salad. Some baked beans, and she always gives me extra bread because I'll sit up there and cry if I don't have the extra bread to sop up my little sauce. And for $6.99, and you get a drink.
$6.99.
$6, that's it. She
yeah, that's
you back
not
to
what it
here.
I mean,
seriously.
Let me tell you, in Birmingham, Alabama, $6.99 went on to get you half of one bone. You know.
Okay.
I need to leave.
You got to leave. You got to come here because I'm telling you, like right now, today, I don't go into work till 2. I purposely go into work at 2 so I can go over to Annie's barbecue and get me some barbecue because the greens that Annie be making, now, she has tamales in there she sells for the Hispanic people. I'm like, those are the bomb. They are awesome, seriously. Okay. I'm like, I don't even know. I just feel like I just went to International Barbecue or something. And then after the peach cobbler, I always buy three small containers of little peach cobbler, one for me and 2 for my sons. Well, I don't know what happens. Somebody comes in the car and eats up the peach cobbler. They just leave. It disappears. I don't know how that happens. I'm not for sure.
It's good.
It just
disappears.
Okay, let me tell you. You just know that stuff, you criminal.
Sabrina, you have dogs?
How many dogs do you have?
No,
I have two
dogs,
a Lapuazo poodle and a tear, and you hear the girl whining because she knows I'm not paying attention. The show's going to go off the air, but nobody hang up because it's going to record for another 15 minutes. I just want to talk to you guys for a few more minutes. Is that okay with everybody?
Okay, yeah.
Just real quick, because I want everybody to get their shout out so everybody knows where to find you guys because you guys are fabulous. So nobody hang up. It's going to go into recording even after, and this will be after the show does exit. So this is Sabrina with Conversations with the Diva. We are going off the air, but the show is going to record for another 5 minutes. Thank you for everybody listening. Thank you to Queen Sylvie, downtown Tony Brown, Aaron in L.A., for the awesome listeners, for Kush Comedy Cafe, for Danny Buongiorno, Next Level Fitness and Tennis, and for WBDN Media for being a sponsor, and my good friend Volante Grant, who sponsors this show. Listen in Saturday Social this week. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have awesome talks about just life. So
Go ahead, Tony. Keep talking.
Okay. The Comedy Festival. We attempted to bring 100 promoters, and it's going to be, and a possibility of the comedians who win is going to win
$100,000.
To register for the Crazy Comedy Festival, will start June. You can register up to 5 weeks, which will be July 26th. It's $25 for comics to sign up. To register, you simply go to the email of Kush Comedy Cafe, and the subject line will be "You're So Crazy," and register. And of course, the winner will be flown to St. Louis, Missouri, to get the possession of the money and the prizes. It's going to be pretty awesome. Now, I'm going to be hosting one part of the show, and Aaron Wesley is going to be headlining. And then a little in between that, we're going to switch it up, whereas I'll be hosting, he'll be hosting, and I'll be headlining. We're going to keep it popping. We're going to start out in Dallas, Texas. Right, Aaron?
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, me and Aaron are going
to go. And Queen Sylvie, can you come pick me up in the motorhome? Because I think I might have to switch careers. Because I think I know that I could actually win $100,000 because I'm freaking funny. And I know that I could just beat people up like Tonya Harding did and break their legs.
Yeah, $100,000. That's two rings,
we can
girl.
Split it. I'll give you half. Just come get me.
Okay.
Because I know
work.
I can win.
That'll work.
I'll take out legs and stuff. If they can't talk because they don't, they're throwing it out, they do that for them. Moving on.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay.
That's more. Let's see. Me and Aaron is going to be working together in Los Angeles at Club Blue for the doing a thing for NAACP, right, Aaron, to raise money for the kids.
Oh yeah, that's going down. I'm here.
Yeah, it's going to be May 17th, I believe. And then, of course, then I go back to Birmingham, Alabama, do the comedy club in. In Birmingham, it's called the Comedy Club Start on the 23rd. And then I think we're doing something in California at the end of the month, I wear. Aaron, wake up.
Aaron, if you wake up, it's because he don't have barbecue. He hasn't got the barbecue. He's at that dang McDonald's. Oh, my God.
Aaron? Okay. Anyway, but the main move right along to the Crush Comedy Cafe. The big deal is that the comedy festival, that's going to be real. That's going to be a 6-week thing. That's going to be pretty awesome. We want you guys to come out and check out the first show, which is going to be June the 4th, I believe. Are you going to show up with the radio station?
Where's the June 4th at? Where's that at?
Okay. I got to get that. What? I don't have Well, no. Well, it's going to be in the middle of the street somewhere. No.
I'm mad at you. I'm mad. We're going to slap. I'm going to put the weight on your neck if you don't stop. I'm going to hurt you. But you know what? On the other hand, just think I could be a great bodyguard. I'm actually trying to be a bodyguard to, like, to The Rock and things. Because you know what? Nobody would see it coming from a female. And they would be like, just slap him down on the ground. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Moving on.
Okay, yeah. And here's one to do. To email the Crush Comedy Cafe. And,
I'll pass Latrice, and she'll tell
thank
me.
Thank you. But you're talking about being a bodyguard.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you might need a bodyguard too, because you're going to win $100,000. You mean?
I think I would need a female bodyguard. I kind of like that action.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. You know what? You don't ever underestimate those females, because shoot, I'm cute and adorable, but on the other hand, when I get mad, I get crazy, because I'll be like, you done made me mad, and my eyebrow go up, and my eyes start twitching, shoot, I might have to whoop you. Alrighty now. You know what? I want you guys, I'm going to email you, because I want to find out about the event on the 17th, so we can come out as a conversation with the diva and support you guys in California, and just let you know that as one of...
Don't forget about Dallas, Texas. We want you out there, too.
I don't know about Dallas, Texas. I have to see, because I have to get on a plane. I have a problem flying with other people flying me, driving a plane, if they won't let me drive. I'm bothered by that. I don't know if I can get on a plane. Anyway, moving along. So, yeah, seriously tell me about that, because I would like to just come say hello just as a Williams sister, because seriously, all jokes aside, you know I'm a Williams sister. Venus and Serena are my sisters, and any way that we can promote that and help people and do the right thing.
Sisters,
we would love.
Those are your sisters for real?
Yeah, I'm not lying. Yes, I'm the oldest, the cutest, the sexiest, the smartest. Yes, they are, seriously. Richard Williams is my dad. Love my daddy, but he just likes to have children. Yes, I am his oldest firstborn child. Yes.
I have a crush on those girls. I really do, man. I mean, I love them.
Then you
all.
Probably have a crush on me. Admit it. Then you want me to be your bodyguard.
No, no. I'll choose either one. You know, they're making a difference. I just want to be one of you four fabulous girls. I love y'all.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I know. See, you, your day was made. You got the one that likes to be the bodyguard, the one who's a rough and tough tumbler, but loves her job and loves working with kids. So before we say it again,
I think I'm going to cry. I'm just going to.
Oh Lord Jesus, sit down. Stop it. And you know what? I may lower my ring thing to maybe you can just get me something out of the Cracker Jack box. Would that work for you?
Hey, I got you.
Okay, I'm just saying that because you know what? You know, I might, since you have the comedy thing, I might be able to just win the comedy because I'm rough and tough. I might be able to take out the competition. So, you know,
right.
I'm just saying, if you get the Cracker Jack ring, I'm cool with that because you know Cracker Jack had rings in them. So, I could eat the ring because I was hungry. You know, just things like that.
I said it once and I said it again. I love you right now. There's nothing.
I love it. I want you guys to know, I have to say this. I was so nervous because today I have to get a mammogram because that's a machine made by man because he was by a man. Because he was mad at his girlfriend and squeezed her boobs. So I have to get that today. I was so nervous, but I'm not nervous anymore. I'm going to be fine. But, yes, I did say that because that machine was not made by no woman. Because, let me make that for a man.
No, what?
Because he likes his person or part squeezed. See how that goes? I'm just saying.
Yeah, you know, but one thing about it, you know, we do take care of things we squeeze. I'm going to leave it right there. I'm going to keep this
okay.
on PG. If I go rated R and X, this show will be shut down, baby.
Okay. All right. You know what? But we're gonna have to do that because I am just blessed by you guys today. So Queen Sylvie, tell everybody where they can find you, what you have coming up next, and then Tony, you already told us, and Aaron you spoke for Aaron, and then we're gonna exit. But you guys are more than welcome to come on the show. Thank you for Kush Comedy Cafe again because you know what? I really have to say. Laughter is medicine. It makes your soul better. It helps you. There are so many tough things going on in life with rioting, people, black men getting killed, people with diseases and disorders that sometimes it's just, people are barely making it. People are just barely breathing. But when you have laughter and you can just see a little bit of light at the tunnel, it helps. And you guys are wonderful, and I take my hat off to Latrice. Latrice, I'm saying that because I want some barbecue. No, I'm not saying that because I want some barbecue. I'm saying that because I love
you. Yes,
but the barbecue would help.
I am.
The barbecue would help. But all right. So, what, hon?
I said, we're going to have a problem with this barbecue today because it's going to be a fight going down.
No, as long as I get at least 10 ribs, 3 pieces of chicken, some greens, and some peach cobbler. Everybody else can have their stuff, but I'm gonna need my food first. I don't care what everybody else does.
But see,
no,
they can't do peach cobbler with you because two of them won't make it home.
Well, that's not my problem. Those two were in the car. I don't know what happened to them. Okay, maybe I don't know what happened. Whatever.
Right.
Anyway,
right.
Yes. Latrice, tell us where we can find you at.
You said
Latrice. I'm sorry. Queen Sylvie, tell us where we can find you at.
You can find Queen Sylvie on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Queen Sylvie or Sylvie Starks. You can find my webpage at www.queensylviecomedy.com. I am happy to announce May 19th will be the first of my radio show entitled The Queen Sylvie Show. It's an IP-based radio show, so it's going out worldwide on the web and everywhere. And it's a 2-hour show, by the way. And I'll be in Lawton, Oklahoma on May 29th. But on the 13th and the 20th, I'll be here in Arlington, Texas at the Arlington Improv. In between there, 2 times a week for the month of May, I'm visiting nursing homes and bringing laughter to the senior citizens. And I'm loving laughter. I'm living my dream, and my name is Queen Sylvie.
Tony, ooh. Did you have any shout outs? Or I know that was sexy at the end. I was like, ooh.
Yeah,
dude.
It was.
Shoot, I'm going to have some men calling up and saying, hey, can I get her number? I'm saying, she married her husband, I'll shoot you, and I'm her bodyguard. So if you don't got, like, make $100,000 a minute, I can't send you her number. Please stop.
Mm-mm. And I got a bodyguard, too. Trust and believe that.
Okay.
That kind of yeah, that reminds me. I've done a lot of shows for some nursing homes. It does, you know, I do it a lot of well, at least once, about three times a year. It's free for.
Oh,
you.
Yeah.
It's good
yeah,
to see
it makes
them.
A difference. I love
really
laughter
does.
And bringing and spreading laughter is what it's all about. And you're never too old to get that smile or that laugh and make a difference. If you make a difference,
yeah,
because
they, but you know, yeah, it is very, very fulfilling. But I just can't get them to give me none of those pills they be taking. But you know, I'm cool with that. I'm
stop
cool.
It,
well,
stop it,
you know,
Tony
they
Brown.
Not gonna share. They gonna you got
yeah,
to go through some things to get that. They ain't gonna
yeah,
share
they,
that.
I know
they
that.
They earn it right.
That.
They're old. They like it. Well,
that's
we're
right.
gonna go off. We're going to end, if the recording's going to end, and you know, show's not live, but I want to thank you, Tony. Thank you, Queen Sylvia. Thank you, Aaron. You guys made my day. You guys are a blessing. Feel free to call in. Hi, Latrice. Hi, my boys out there. And I just love life. And remember to all the listeners and the people who are going to hear this later on, you know, life is tough, and we recognize that. But when you have good friends, family, some good barbecue, and you're able to laugh, it all can make a difference. Hang in there.
Yeah.
We look forward to hearing you guys from to you guys listen to us on Saturday Social. Don't forget to listen in on Tuesday. And also wanted to give a shout out to my favorite designer, Mark Roscoe, Roscoe Couture Designs, who is amazing. If you guys need Father's Day ties or going to a wedding and you don't want to look like you just stepped out of like Jack in the Box, and you need to call me because Mark Roscoe is the man to design. He has a great design. He makes ties, dresses. He is the bomb. This is Sabrina Williams signing off with Conversations with the Diva. Have a blessed day. And remember, Jeremiah 29:11, God wants to prosper you and not harm you and give you a hope and a future. You're valuable and you're loved. Thank you, Sylvie. Thank you, Tony. You guys are a blessing. We'll talk to you guys later.
All righty. Have a good day.
All right,
bye.